Hello and welcome to the Get Transformed podcast of Transformation Christian Fellowship. We are so excited that you are tuning in, and hope that you would be empowered and transformed by the Word of God.
Flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs for barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. I'm not going to be long at all, but this is important to get to us. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with you. I mean, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." I want to just prophetically give you this message. It's really prophetic, really quickly. And it's important I give it to you now as we end this year, as we're coming to a close. I mean, November starts in a couple days. And so we're only really about 2 more months out of this year. And I know that some people have gotten words, or the Lord has been telling you things in the beginning of this year, and we've been saying that we're going to see testimonies by the end of it. And this is important that I give it to you, give you this really quickly here. And here's why. Say, "You will see it. You will see it. In order for you to understand this prophetically, you got to understand the context of where this is coming from. In 2 Kings chapter 6, lays the foundation for what understanding what happens in these first 2 verses of 7. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the Syrians are taking siege to Samaria. Currently, the king of Israel and them are in Samaria. They take siege in Samaria. Not only that, but there's an extreme famine in the land. It's such a famine that these two women come, well, this woman comes up to the king and asks him, like, "What am I supposed to do? I offered up my son to be eaten, and the other lady didn't offer up hers." It was that extreme. The problems that have surfaced is that they were nice, the Samaritans were nice to the Syrians, and then they flipped on them, to siege them, take them over while they're at their point, take up all of their stuff. So they're, Samaria is under siege, in extreme famine, and the king of Israel is pissed. He is so mad at the fact because he, and if you read 2 Kings chapter 6 in the later verses, you will begin to see, you will see, give me 1 second. You got me? And when you read the later verses, you will begin to see how, oh, I got an echo on it. Just give me this. When you read, you can turn that off. When you read, I'm on the blue mic. When you read the later verses in 2 Kings chapter 6, what begins to happen is that the king of Israel sends a messenger to come get Elisha, really to really come and kill him, because he's tired of this whole God thing and he feels like it's all God's fault and it's their fault and we're going to come and get him. So Elisha's life was on the line. They were coming to kill him. He was done. The king of Israel was done. Finished with him. So Elisha, but Elisha didn't sweat. He didn't fear. So in these two verses, so you have it that the Syrian has taken over. They're sieging Samaria. They're in an extreme famine. Don't see no way out of it. everything is looking like there is no hope for them and that all hope is lost. And now King of Israel is at the point of renouncing Jehovah and killing his prophet because he feels like it's God's fault. Now we find ourselves in 2 Kings 7, verse 1 through 2. And this is really brief. There are the tales of two individuals. You have the king of Israel, and then you have the officer of the king. Keep in mind, the king of Israel, and then the officer of the king. This is what is said. I'm going to give this to you. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord." Let's stop right there. Hear the word of the Lord. Meaning, this is not coming from Elisha. This is coming from the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm standing right here as a prophet to you, saying, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a sea of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, two seas of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." And then we get to verse 2. Verse 2 says, "So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, 'Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?'" If you notice, the king did not respond to after the prophet said what he said. However, the officer of the king responded in doubt and unbelief. On the officer's thing, he don't see how in the world the economy of Samaria is going to turn around like that in the matter of 24 hours. He don't understand that pretty much the word of the Lord came that the siege is going to end in 24 hours and the economy of Samaria is going to change in 24 hours. He said, if that's the case, man, he going to have to open it up from the sky because I don't see that happening. We're under siege. We're in famine. Where are the money coming from? Where are the food coming from? People eating, people kids. Where is that coming from? Maybe saying to yourself, God, you made promise. How is that possible? They told me I don't have the right score. They told me I didn't have this. I didn't have that. Interest rates are higher. How am I going to do that? They told me that I don't have the money. I don't have this. How's that going to happen? Oh, but I got a promise. You told me that it's going to change. Oh, man, you're going to have to open up. I don't see how that's going to be possible. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you prophetically is if you allow unbelief to override the word of the Lord, you will see it, but you will not benefit from it. What am I telling you prophetically, TCF? There has been promises made over this church, and the word of the Lord has gone forth to us. There's things that are about to happen, and you may look at it, well, I don't see it yet. It don't matter what you see. It's what the Lord said was going to happen. And it's the thing that I was up at 2 or 3 in the morning wrestling the last two early in the mornings about. I'm like, Lord, well, I don't understand. I'm doing 20K. We didn't try to do this before and yada, yada, yada. And then I don't know what happens and what is going to do this. Like how the church is going da, 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 da. And the Lord then said, don't you remember what I said? Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, around this time, money's going to come back to Samaria. This is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understand something. Just hear me and hear me good, is that he doubted the power of God, and he doubted the creativity of God. In his mind, the king's officer, the way the food would come to the city was from above because the city was surrounded by a hostile besieging army. He had no idea that God could bring provision in a complete unexpected way. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord took me to a message that I preached opening up the decade of this decade of 2020 called No Eye Has Seen This. And I preached this
and I preached it, and I stood on that, I stood on that stage of 2020, and I decreed and declared over this decade that this decade will be the unbelievable and unpredictable possibilities. Yeah. And I decreed, and we've been seeing it ever since, because in that same year, the unbelievable happened with a pandemic. In that same year. And how we even got here was unbelievable. Yeah. It didn't make sense how we got here from where we were. From what God did. And what am I trying to tell you? That it don't got to look the way that you think in your mind of how it's going to be. Because God is not limited to your thinking. He told Isaiah, "My ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts." God is above your thinking and how it can happen. He only thought that it would come from above. He didn't know what God would do to get rid of the Syrians as well as put the money in their camp. And he used four lepers to let them know about it. If you read the later parts of 2 Kings chapter 7. Not only is that, but he doubted the messenger of God. That the promise was admittedly hard to believe. The king's officer could have and should have believed it because it came from a man with an established track record of reliability. He doubted in the messenger. That's the reason why the king didn't respond back to him in any type of way. The king didn't respond because he knew that Elisha was credible. More than him being, more than the God of Elijah, he knew that he was credible. Yeah. He knew that when that man speak, things happen. Yes, because of his God. Yeah. And so if his God is telling him that tomorrow is going to change, he didn't say nothing. But here we go, the officer of the king jokingly and really trying to mock God. And in that moment, the judgment came upon him because of his unbelief and said, guess what? You will see it, but you will not eat of it. TCF, do not be the person that hears the word of the Lord every Sunday that's coming from, I believe, a credible voice. Yeah. And then you don't benefit from what is coming to you. Because when we say, oh, the church is going to grow, this is going to happen, and it does. And you see the fruit of the people of God flourishing because they planted themselves in the house of God, and you not eating from it is because of your own unbelief. Ladies and gentlemen, all of us can be in the same house hearing the same thing, but all of us don't believe it. The reality of the matter is you can be sitting right next to the person, but one person's going to benefit from it and the other person is not. And what I'm telling you prophetically, ladies and gentlemen, is that God has told me this morning that this is a warning for us. Yeah. I'm warning you now. This is my last warning to this people, to this church called Transformation Christian Fellowship, that you are coming into a season of sudden exposure. But if you don't realize what I'm going to do in your life, it's going to be unexpected. It's not going to look like what you thought it would be, how you dreamed it up in your own mind, because I'm going to do over and above that. Exceedingly. Say, I hear the word of the Lord. His unbelief, ladies and gentlemen, caused him to not benefit from it. And it is terrible to be able to witness a thing, but don't benefit from it. That is a bad judgment that he will see what God said that will happen in 24 hours, but he will not eat of it. He will not experience it. He will not benefit at all from what he is seeing because of his unbelief got in the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reminded about the children of Israel. They sent 12 spies and they saw what God said with their own eyes, but their unbelief did not let them benefit from it. And though they saw it, they didn't eat of the new land, oh my God, that God had in store for them. It's because their unbelief was more than the promise of God. And I'm trying to tell you, if you got a promise from God, if you heard from God, if you received the prophetic word through the mouthpiece of the man and woman of God, you have to realize that it's going to happen. But you just got to wait to see the salvation of the Lord. so that you can benefit from it. I don't want to just see it with my own eyes. I want to be able to taste of it. I want to be able to benefit from it. I want to be able to use that word, and it pushes me in the next destiny. I don't want to be like the children of Israel, can see the milk and honey, bring it back with them, but they don't experience it. TCM, it's time for us to go in. Hallelujah. We don't care about the limitations. We've been limited since the very beginning. It ain't never stopped nothing. And guess what? It ain't gonna stop you. You may not got the same thing the next person got, but you got the God of Israel. Oh my God. You got the God of heaven and angels behind your back. You have nothing to be threatened of. You have nothing to be afraid of. If the Lord has said it, it's going to happen. The Lord don't make empty promises. He don't make empty promises, and he don't waste his breath. God's breath is precious. That's why out of all the things that's created, he put it in you. Oh my God. He didn't put it in the animals. There ain't no spirit animal. He put it in you. He didn't breathe on no monkey. That's where I ain't come from. He breathed in me. Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise you. Woo, glory, because he don't waste his breath. And I'm not going to stand up here and waste my breath neither. If God has said a thing, I got to see it to the end. Look at somebody, say, you will see it. Put it in the chat, say, you will see it. But will you benefit from it? That's the question. You thought I was going to tell you, you will see it. Oh, but you don't. You have to understand the flip side of it. Yeah, you probably will see it, but you may not benefit from it. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, I've come to tell you prophetically, like the Lord has told me, that there's some of you, unfortunately, you are going to allow your unbelief to be more greater, your doubt to be more greater. God don't got a problem with your doubt. He got a problem when your doubt turns into unbelief. He has a problem when you make mockery of him by saying, hey, Lord, you're going to have to come and bring this out of the windows or do something like that. Don't you know that God has always been bringing things out of heaven and putting it in the earth? How do I know that? He brought Jesus from heaven to earth. He came, and he came through Jesus. And this is also because everything points to Jesus anyway. This is the tale of two people, that one person will hear the word of God and receive him, and then the other person, because of their unbelief, will reject Jesus. And so you got two people who are listening to the same thing, but they responded differently because they didn't touch him. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, this all points to Jesus, how Jesus came out already, and God has already made himself available. Some will see him, but you will not benefit from it. The Bible says all will see him. All will see him. All will know that he's the true living God. But those who see don't mean that they will be with him. It's only those who receive them in Christ that will benefit from this tree of life. Look, I agree with you, Phoenix. I need all the benefits. I didn't believe God for me. I didn't give my life to God to not see to what I've been promised. I didn't give my life to him so he can take me on another journey. I gave my life to him because with him, he got more benefits than what the world has to offer. I gave it to him because he got more with him than he has to offer. He got the peace that the world can't give me. He got the joy that the world can't give me. You can see others who believers who got the joy, but you're not benefiting from it because you don't believe he can do it for you. This is a warning. I'm telling you now, this thing is about to take off. But will you benefit from it? Will you eat from it? Hallelujah. Or are you too busy? Oh, I don't believe a young man, he's 30. Well, okay, you ain't gonna eat from it. I can't help you. The reality of the matter is, are you so caught up in your own way that you will not eat of what you will see? I was looking at a Deion Sanders behind the... it was something like that. And it was old.
And when he won those two Super Bowls, he would talk about, this ain't what I thought it would be. You can see success and don't feel successful. You can see it with your own eyes, but it don't benefit you. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I trying to get to you? I'm trying to tell you the danger of unbelief. That you will see a thing, and you will see it, and it will harden your heart, because though you see it, you know you missed. This is one of the most interesting illustrations in the scripture. I want to show you something. The most fascinating thing, but yet the scene of this is so melancholy. How Moses, God took him to the highest. Let him see how vast the promised land was. He saw it, but he didn't eat of it. Earlier this year in the summertime, I told you don't strike the rock. He allowed, watch me, the king of Israel was about to get close. He was close. He almost allowed his frustration to get him to miss what the prophet was going to say if he killed him. To be that high and see all of that and die on that very mountain that you died seeing what you knew was supposed to be yours, and God said it was yours, and not to eat from it. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to see a thing, and because of my unbelief, my frustration, my anger, that's misdirected to make me not eat of what I know God told me was mine. Hear me. I'm done. I have to end this. Feel your presence, Lord. Thank you. Hebrews 3 verse 15. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Today, if you're hearing the word of the Lord, don't harden your heart. Don't reject the word. Don't reject the salvation of the Lord. Don't reject it. That officer rejected it, and guess what? He died in the later verses of 2 Kings 7, seeing what God did in 24 hours, and he didn't benefit from it. Read it for yourself. I'm going to give you this. Stand on your feet. I'm finished. I want you to hear this prophetically this now. We're coming into a season. What God did for them was suddenly, within 24 hours. We're coming up on 20K in a day, November 12th, Momentum Sunday. Never been done in the history of our church. Don't mean it can. You hear what I say to you? You see that wall back there? I don't know how it's going to happen, but that wall going to come down. Because we got to make room. Yes. TCF, we've been seeing glimpses. It's just a picture, a foreshadow. Seeing all them children, all of our children here at one time, and you already see you don't got enough room. Not even enough room for the kids that we already had, that are our kids who come here. Just a foreshadow. See these chairs? They not enough. Not enough. We got to go after these souls. Hear me. It's going to happen suddenly. We're coming into a season of sudden breakthroughs and powerful displays. This is what the Lord told me, of his glory. But my people, hear me, TCF, must respond by faith to the word and not allow unbelief to cause, not allow unbelief to rob them from benefit from it. TCF, you will see great glory. See the glory of the Lord that came this morning of the release of this word. Great glory. Are you hearing me? But some unbelief will cause them, some in the camp, will cause them to benefit, to not benefit from the sudden glory that will be revealed. The season of exposure will bring sudden exposure. Sudden exposure. Some of you feel like you've been hot, you've been tucked away. Sudden exposure. That's why you need to get your, you got to get right. You got to come up higher. You're going to get sudden exposure, right? You got to, you can't, sudden exposure brings about certain, it reveals all. Old folks said, don't let them catch your back out. When the light hits, the light hits. And the light shows everything. TCF, hear me. You watching online, all of you, I know you're there. The light is humming. And when that light come, it's going to reveal who's who and who's not. Those who going to make this thing go forward, those who are not. And I'm trying to tell you now, you will be online and you will see it, but you won't eat of it. Hear me. There's more churches we got to plan. There's more men. Pastor G, River Church, this month. What God is doing in Winchester, people gonna see it, but some of them won't eat. And this is a word to every staff person on River Church too. You gonna see it, and it's best to get with it now, because you don't want it to go, and you don't eat. Same goes to Destiny Changers. Pastor Quentin in Chicago. And I tell the people in Chicago too, every single last one of them, don't you be there and see it. Some of you gonna see it. They ain't committed though. But guess what? You won't eat of it. Because you don't fully believe. You're not bought in. It ain't gonna look the way we think it's gonna look. Unexpected. Who would have knew we did 2 churches in 1 year? Unexpected. If you really hear the testimony of how the service came about earlier this year, a couple Sundays ago, unexpected connections.
Yeah.
People coming together. Because they really do want to see something happen. Yeah. I feel His glory on me. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, don't let me see it and take me out while I build this before my time. This is personal for me. Here we go. The Lord gave me this. Isaiah 48 verse 3. Prophetically, I need you to listen to this. screenshot this scripture. God gave me this so loud. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it, and suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. He said, I called, declared the former things from the beginning. Everything created. The sun heard it. And suddenly it came to pass. I separated the sea from the land. And the sea said, suddenly it came to pass. Let me tell you something. Encourage somebody to say, God ain't a liar. He's not a liar. TCF, you will see it. You will see it. And I declare your unbelief will not cause you to miss it. That you will benefit from it. All you got to do is just believe. Hallelujah. I got to stop. You can take this word for however you want to take it. But verily I say unto you, I say unto you, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I got to give this, you need to deliver yourself like I had to deliver myself from disappointment of the past. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you got to set it free. Why? Because that's what's causing you not to eat. Because your disappointment from the past. You got to let it go. It didn't go like we thought it was going to happen the last time. Guess what? It doesn't matter. It's matter about what's now. Who cares who didn't stay with you? It don't matter. It's who's coming that matters. Who cares you didn't get the ring from the person you wanted? It don't matter. Somebody coming. Who cares you got turned down the last time for that mortgage on that house? It don't matter. You can hear so many no's, but guess what? It only takes that one yes. Oh man, I applied for that job before and I didn't see it. Who cares? Oh, did God say you were going to get a new one? Well, yes, he did. Well, then trust him for it. Yeah. My business just feels like I'm giving everything to it, but I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it. Well, did God tell you that I would make you great? Did God tell you to start it? Then he gonna help you finish it. Do I hear you, Holy Spirit? He said, I will perfect that concerning you. Hallelujah. And I will perfect that in which I've committed into his hands. Hallelujah. You will see it in your own eye. You will see it. Will you benefit from it? Don't miss the move. Pray for somebody that's around you. Just pray for them. We're getting out of here. Pray for them. Those of you online, Those of you online, pray right now for your brother and sister online. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you, 2024, the year of exposure. Sudden.
Thanks for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. We hope that you would subscribe so you can continue to be empowered by the latest message. For more information about Transformation Christian Fellowship or Pastor Brandon Hill, visit our website, transformationchristianfellowship.org, or download our free mobile app on the App Store or Google Play Store. If you would like to support this ministry, simply text TCF1 to the number 94000 or visit our website. We thank you for your generosity and for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. And remember, transformation starts here.